Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January the 12th, 12th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, Mr. Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Mr. Papstein.
How you been?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. How's the community?
We're struggling, but we're managing.
Oh, you've heard those stories too.
Well, we're just trying to keep dry at this time of the year.
Yes, yes. Ooh. Our quote this morning, we've got one from Homer in the Odyssey.
Oh, that Homer.
Yeah. And we've got one from Seneca.
Okay.
Both are formal. Your choice, whichever one you wish.
Let's go for the real classicist. Let's go for Homer.
Okay. Quote, "There's nothing worse for mortals than a wandering life."
Oh. Ask Ulysses, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about having a thumper there, huh? Oh, boy. So what does this time of the year bring for the visiting public? I still continue to see license plates, RVs, travel trailers.
What is it with that? But, you know,
well, particularly with the rain. You know, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy.
Well, don't forget, we are blessedly perched on the continental shelf, and we benefit from folks who want to travel the west coast of the United States, or in Canada too, for that matter, I suppose. So that means we've always had a year-round flow of people who are just seeing the coast.
I've been more regularly than not now taking the old highway through the national park. People are pulled out. People are standing there doing the stand in front of the tree pose thing, seeing the elk, that kind of stuff. I guess it's just a matter of degrees.
It is. What is most gratifying, because we've been trying to make it happen, is we are seeing the increase in international visitors who have much more, you know, irregular schedule, you might call it. They're not just coming in the summer like a lot of U.S. vacationers.
You mean they're not geared to the educational model of having vacation in the summer, kind of, well, all year long?
In many cases, of course, if people don't have kids, they come anytime. But, you know, we forget sometimes that in Europe and in some other countries, vacation is a much more of a sacred thing. You know, they get 5 or 6 weeks a year. And they intend to take at least one or two long vacations every year, which, you know, means a great opportunity for us.
So when those folks are coming through, are they fly in and then rent a car and go?
That's what we call the fly drive, yes. And that's by far the majority. There is still the group tour, the folks in a bus. Some countries...
A bus would stand out, though, this time of the year.
Yes.
That'd be really tough to chain up.
It would be. But keep your eyes open. So if you see a bus go by that says Trafalgar or Colette or a few other, you know, big companies, they were on their itineraries. They do come through very regularly.
Don't cut them off.
No, yeah.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, what is this time of the year used for? Obviously, I mean, you're still trying to attract visitors, get people to stay here longer, those that are here to go visit different things. the task doesn't change.
Right, but the workflow of destination marketing.
Yeah, the poundage does.
Yeah.
So what is this time of the year when you go out and you go to the various conventions, the travel things? I remember Don used to go to the Cruise America thing down in Florida about this time of the year.
Sure.
I mean, is that the kind of stuff that goes on during this time, or is there more of an emphasis to try to get a return because five people this weekend have a significantly larger impact than five people additional in the middle of July?
Right. Well, you know, not to be cliche, but yeah, we do both. It's very true that we're very concerned about filling those hotel rooms off season. You know, we don't have any problem in the summer. We lead the state in occupancy usually in the summer. So our whole, you know, focus is on that off season. That being said, the opportunities that the industry offers, such as those, the shows, the media events and those kind of things, do tend to happen this first part of the year before the summer season gets rolling. So that's when we're going out and doing those things as well.
How do you determine which events to go to? Is it geographic proximity? Is it consumer group, you know, the profile that's there?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, and I ask it not facetiously, because I don't think I recall, other than going to the bus trip people, ever going to Chicago, St. Louis, New York, you know, where there's lots of folks. Or, you know, LA, yeah, okay, the West Coast guys. But the Atlanta, I mean, places where they may or may not have even thought of us.
Sure, sure. Well, first, that kind of outreach, we do divide into two big pools. One is direct to consumer, and one is travel, what we call travel trade. So those are two different animals entirely. The shows where we might go to New Orleans or whatever is invariably a travel trade show, where we're going to be exhibiting our destination, usually in partnership with our neighboring destinations, so that we're a complete travel experience. To
a week instead of a weekend, so
right,
to speak.
or a tour, an itinerary that's more than just Humboldt County, but we're talking to travel distributors, people who are either travel agents, or tour operators, packagers, consolidators, all those people in the food chain.
Are there travel agents? Do they still account for a significant percentage?
They're almost irrelevant to us. They really are. We don't have a lot of fly, and even if we did, airline travel is no longer really commissionable. And we don't have a lot of other commissionable products that really make it worthwhile for a travel agent even to bother with us.
Because so much of it is go wander the beach, and there's not an entry fee associated with it, or there's just been pushback from the local business operator?
No, in large part because our product is essentially free, but also our other parts of the travel experience, lodging and dining, you know, the ticket to the zoo, they're also reasonably priced, really. And it's really hard to get a commission that's worth.
The excursions are affordable for all.
Right. So the travel agents, they're, you know, they specialize now in cruises and resorts and that kind of thing where there's a big ticket item for them. So but tour operators, especially international tour operators, are still hugely important to us. Because in other countries, they are still much more of a part of how people make their travel plans and travel decisions. Particularly if you think about it, when you're thinking about going to a different country, you need the confidence of working with somebody who really knows the ground and who has set up, you know, packages and prices with different vendors. So you know where you know what you're doing and where you're going.
Experienced folks.
So that's why we make sure we are visible. And one of the things our sales department does on a daily basis almost is do what we do, fam trips, where a tour operator, their representatives are touring California, our part of California. We're showing them what we have that they can then offer to their customers. We're giving them what we call site visits so that they can inspect a hotel and hopefully...
Oh, will they actually go through a room?
They'll go through a room, yeah. Okay. They want to know what they're selling, and of course, then they want to cut a deal, have a contract with that hotel.
So it's important for the hotel operators then to be around this time of the year and not be using this time to go out and do their own individual marketing. Or what happens when there's renovation going on? I mean, this would be the logical time of the year for renovation
right.
to go on.
Well, you know, the tour operators are on the whole pretty sophisticated about the travel industry. They know what they're looking for. Then they will pardon the dust.
I see. Makes it a little bit easier that perhaps the traveling public doesn't have quite that latitude.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where are you going this year? Where's the outreaches this year?
Well, we are sort of tightening our belt a little bit because, you know, our funding is quite challenged this year. But it looks like we are going to try and go to some consumer shows in the North State. For consumers, it's different. We want to talk to people who are in that magic 5 or 6 hour driving distance.
KINS News and Information Times 8.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Tony Smithers. Talk Shop presented this morning by CDH and by REDEC. Tony, as you're looking at the consumer shows that you're going to, or the trade shows, I mean, it doesn't really matter. How does the community keep the excitement level up? You know, I would think for most people, if they understand that there's a financial connection, okay. Obviously, you got job security, okay. I mean, there's going to be certain motivators that folks have to be able to react and respond to this. But I keep thinking of folks in San Francisco that have never been to Alcatraz, people in New York City that have never been off the island, people in Humboldt County who have never been either to Del Norte Coast, Jed Smith, National Park, or even the various groves in their neighborhoods. It just doesn't really register. You go to the zoo, but when was the last time you were at the duck pond? Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, walked it and looked and saw.
I know,
what's
it's
there.
Been a couple of weeks for me.
Yeah. I mean, do you even worry about it?
There's this whole marketing concept called low-hanging fruit. And the fact is,
I understand the orchard growers also have that same theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our market penetration, you know, which is the number of people in our immediate target market who have visited us, who are aware of us, is still low enough that we're mining that ground before we worry about going further afield or before we have to move to even second and third tier attractions within our, you know, yes, we have a lot of little micro marketing efforts going on, you know, motorcycle riders and bird watchers and, you know, you name it. There's all these little pushes that we push out.
Hundreds, not hundreds of thousands.
Right. But, you know, at the right time of year, hundreds make a nice little difference, you know, and which is one of the reasons why the Bureau, as well as our partner, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, really focus on events, especially off-season events, and try and build those up to get more out-of-towners coming to participate.
How somebody who flies into the airport versus somebody who drives versus somebody who has family in the area, is there dollar values that are associated with each? I mean, is somebody flying cross-country or the international folks? I mean, Do you know what they're worth if they visit Humboldt County, or how much they on average will spend? I think is probably a little bit more accurate versus somebody from Santa Rosa, Sacramento, Redding, Medford,
right.
versus somebody who grew up here and is coming back. You know, the reunions or seeing family or locals.
Yeah, we with our help from our friends at the California Tourism Office, who use a consulting firm called Dean Runyon Associates. They're really big in the travel space. We have those basic numbers worked out, and it does change. One of the things that has changed most significantly is the amount that international visitors spend has been going up. They come to the U.S. and just go nuts. But
is that a currency thing, or is that independent of that, the currency valuation of the dollar?
It's more about the economic conditions in their own, you know, how much disposable income do they have, not how many dollars it turns into, I think. But anyway, for the average driving up visitor, last time we looked at that number, it was something about $90 per person per day. That includes all their expenses, you know, hotel, lodging, food, everything. And then, you know, the average party size, it was about 3.6 people, you know, and the average length of stay was 2.3 days. So that gave us something on the order of $500, $600
per family unit
every time we were able to make the sale. So obviously, if someone is up here visiting and they're not putting that important part into the hotel, that changes significantly.
But then they may be buying other things more.
They may be, you know, dining out more.
The nicer restaurant rather than the family style restaurant, as
right.
an example.
That, yeah, and of course, that's a hard number to get your hands around. And then with the international visitor, you know, just take that number and I would say kick it up by 25% at least. We have anecdotal stories, but for a couple summers ago, we had a visit from that delegation from Guangdong province in China. And these were all just government officials who were on a tour. They stopped at Chapman's Gem and Mineral Shop, and the word is that one fellow dumped $5,000 without even thinking twice.
Yeah. You can see the same with our federal folks, too. Huh?
Yeah.
So is everybody doing battle for the international? Is that where the game is played because they're worth so much more? Or is it the family visits?
Our bread and butter is absolutely still family. Northern Californian resident, that's 70%+ of our tourism economy. And we're doing battle for that. That the reason why we are trying to, you know, be in the international arena to the extent that we can is that we have an international icon in our county. Redwood National Park has that recognition around the world that makes it a sort of a must-see stop. It's a much easier sell for us on some international markets than it is for some domestic markets.
Because of what?
Familiarity, or the sense that, well, they're there and in California, I can go see them anytime.
Oh, lack of urgency then.
Yeah. It is one thing.
That would be a tough one, you know, unless there was a fire raging at the moment. That would be tough.
but clearly, you know, we do respond to, you know, changes and trends out there. So, for instance, folks from Germany have always had a lot of affinity for our forests. We've all successfully marketed to them, and from the UK as well. We also partner with Visit California on some of these international markets. So with those two, and also Australia and New Zealand.
I know it sounds really base, but does the Canadian visitor count as an international?
Yeah,
or are they kind of seen as another state north?
No, they count as international. We have to do extra effort to get into their markets and work with their tour operators, et cetera, et cetera.
Because I would think, you know, looking at Vancouver, I mean, it's a big active, and they're coming down the coast. Is it I-5 or is it 101?
Right.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, this time of the year pretty much is an opportunity for planning for the upcoming summer, planning for next year's summer. What's the plan?
Well, we're planning for the coming summer right now. So we're saying, well, what? First of all, what shows are we doing this season? So we have two consumer shows that we're doing, and at least one major trade show with our partners of the North Coast Tourism Council. And then it's like, well, okay, what are we going to be selling this year? I mean, it's always, you know, the redwoods, but it's like redwoods and what? What is our particular,
Do you have to change the message?
To a degree, we want to keep it fresh. We want to respond to what's happening in the market.
Well, sure. If it's market driven, one of the challenges I think a lot of businesses have is they get tired of, rather than the consumer being tired of.
Oh yes.
So I don't care. If Damien's tired of hearing one commercial too often, I don't care. I mean, we're not advertising to ourselves. You're not advertising or marketing to the inside. You're marketing to the outside. So if you got new people coming through all the time, and you really have a beautiful message.
We do.
And why would you change?
That's perennial. Well, because we want to have a repeat visitor too. We want people who make visiting Humboldt County part of their family tradition. Let's go. When are we going to Humboldt this summer? I mean, ideally. And there is such, there's such a wealth of, layers of stuff going on here beyond the great outdoors. Whether it's arts, history, culture, local events.
Go through a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll tie you up for 2 or 3 weeks if you do it right.
I know.
The local museums. So it's really a balancing act, isn't it?
It is, but we always put our redwood foot forward first.
Right. No, I meant about changing the message. I mean, it's still tied to the trees.
It is. But, and it's amazing. We're watching very carefully, what gets responses on our social media channels, what photo, what story. And it is always the redwood story, if we could take a spin on it. Like, here's a tree that looks like Darth Vader. Or here's a tree.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we're going to end the show on that one. Thanks for coming by. Watch out for the laser.
It exists.
We'll be back.